Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are on Shabbos Daf Mem Aleph. Daf Mem Aleph has one solitary pasuk, one pasuk on Amud Aleph. We're going to focus on that pasuk. It appears in Yirmiyahu, Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Chav Bey is the last pasuk in that perek, and it reads as follows: Ovela Yuvol v'Shama Yihiyu. You'll be brought to Babylon, and there you will be. Ad Yom Pokti Osam, until the day I will take you out, or them out, Ne'um Hashem, is the speech of Hashem. Va'alisim va'ashivoisim el hamakom hazeh, and I'll bring them up and return them to this place. The Gemara itself darshens this because it talks about the Rebbe Zeira, who was a little bit scared to appear in the presence of Rav Yehuda, who's Rebbe. Why? Because Rav Zeira, he was Rav Zeira in Bavel, and he became Rebbe Zeira when he went to Eretz Yisrael. That was the change in delineation of their titles. So you'll see sometimes in the Gemara his name is Rav Zeira, and sometimes he'll be Rebbe Zeira. If you take a look at Perek Afal Pi Ksubos, you see the transition where it occurs. Nonetheless, Rebbe Zeira was scared to appear in the front of Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that based on this pasuk, people, the nation of Israel, should remain in Bavel until the time that they are redeemed, and he felt it was inappropriate for Jews to be making aliyah to the land of Israel. But nonetheless, he was able to come by him, and he heard this very fascinating description and discussion that Rav Yehuda had said about a bathhouse and about how to drink, and Rav Yehuda felt it was appropriate just coming to hear that snippet of information. Nonetheless, just to understand the context of this perek occurs, Perek Chav Zayin in Sefer Yirmiyahu, actually occurs in the year 594 before Common Era, and it is the first year of the reign of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. Although the perek actually has the appellation of Yehoyakim, who is the previous king, nonetheless, it really is Tzidkiyahu. It's very clear from the context in the Mefarshim that this is referring to the last king of Judea, and that is Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. And at this point in time, there is a summit being held in Egypt. Invited to the summit are Israel, Edom, Moab, Ammon, Tyre, and Sidon, Tzor, and Sidon. And they're all invited because they're dealing with the biggest problem of the day, and that is the aggressional territorial demands of Babel, the rising empire of Babylon, which is threatening all these minor nations. At this point in time, Ashur, Assyria, the empire, has fallen almost completely to Babylon, and they are now really, really worried about this new impending disaster. They start planning an alliance, a domestic alliance between these smaller countries to help fend off a larger appearing shadow of Babel across the Middle East. It is the summit that many false prophets enter, and they start saying, yes, now's the time is ripe for rebellion today, and we will be able to destroy the enemies. And Yirmiyahu walks in, and he has the same tune he's always been playing, and he says geopolitics is God's domain. God has decided that Babylon is going to be ruling. If Babylon's going to be ruling according to God, it ain't going to help. It's not going to work to fight them. Don't resist. Pay Babylonian taxes and don't fight them. You don't have the merit. Everybody ignores Yirmiyahu as they always did. And this Gemara is quoting this pasuk, as it was quoted on Brachos Chof Dalad. Just a few extra points over here. Interestingly enough, the actual pshat in the psukim is not referring necessarily to the people, but to the kalim, to the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash, which will be taken to Babel. So it's not necessarily specifically about people in the first place. And number two, just an interesting side point is that in Brachos Daf Mem Gimel and Aleph, Rav Yehuda was the one who was actually quoted, who was not reliable to be the one to coin the bracha for Shemen, because he would say, Borei Shemen Aretzeinu, that Rav Yehuda, that was Chaviv Olei Eretz Yisrael, was not able to be reliable because Israel was so dear to him. So Rav Yehuda, although he believed in his conception, which is not necessarily the case based on this pasuk at all, but based on his conception of understanding this pasuk, that he had to wait in Babel, where he lived, Babel, specifically Babylonia, where he lived, nonetheless, he still loved Israel completely wholly with his entire soul, so much so that he was considered an unreliable source about coining the bracha because he loved Eretz Israel so much. But he was the one who felt that it was inappropriate to make aliyah this time. It's important to appreciate this. We can have debates about the halachic nature of certain elements of the land of Israel, but don't forever, ever, ever extinguish that flame of love of Eretz Israel. And Rav Yehuda was a paradigm of that perspective. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.